Time to find out how many laws Raven broke this weekend.
That's the sound of the police.
Star 99.9.
Whenever Raven gets back from a weekend, there's always a laundry list of laws that he's broken.
Not so much this weekend. I don't have a long list, but, you know, it rotates. Sometimes it's longer than others, and sometimes the infractions are larger than others as well.
All right. What laws did you break?
Let's see here. I streamed two movies illegally this weekend on the Fire Stick.
Can you still go to jail and get $100,000
fee
if you do that?
I think that they would just say that when people were, like, downloading albums and Metallica and Limp Bizkit were having a fist fight over it. Like, I think that's when it was.
Remember, he used to watch movies on VHS.
It's not even illegal anymore.
Is it?
Remember, you take the piece of paper and you put it under the cable remote, and then you could get, like, channel if you held it just in between, like when there was a wired remote.
No, probably I never did that.
Yeah, you're a few years younger than me, so, right. So, you don't remember that one.
It's not nice.
Yeah, so I did that one. And then I helped some friends reallocate the ownership of a 24-foot fiberglass ladder. Oh, yeah, ladder's just been sitting in the woods for like 3 years, all right? Covered under 2 feet of leaves. Nobody's coming back for that ladder. So that ladder is now yours.
You stole a ladder?
I didn't. The ladder was placed there, all right? And the thing is these guys have been talking about this ladder for 3-4 years at this point. And all I did was kind of give them a push and say, listen, that's nobody's ladder. All right.
Until
that ladder's been there under those leaves for 2 years. That's nobody's ladder.
You should have went to your local authorities.
It's your
and
ladder
said, there's
now.
A ladder here. And if nobody claims it, can we have it? And they probably would have said to you, maybe.
Well, what are you going to store the ladder for 30 days and then nobody else shows up again? And then one guy in the force is like, hey, that's my ladder.
Is it in good shape, the ladder?
Oh, it's fiberglass. Beautiful. It's like a $400 ladder. That's a nice ladder.
What if somebody goes there every single night and climbs up the ladder?
No, they never go there because it was buried under 2 feet of leaves. I'm telling you.
They were hiding it.
I'm telling you. You had to pressure wash it. It was so dirty.
Gotta be careful. It's not a body next to it.
Now, I mean, it's a 48-foot extension ladder, basically. It's 24 foot on each side, so they go right up to the roof.
Wow.
That's good because my friend's got a leak.
Okay.
Lastly, I rolled through every stop sign on the way home because I did it. My friends, I went over to a friend's house, and they have like a country farm setting.
Yeah.
And so you're way out there in the woods, and I rolled through every single stop sign on the way back because you just slow down at the thing, and you'd be like, oh, man, it's creepy out here.
Somebody there.
Roll up the windows. Roll up, and then you'd speed off. Speed off right there. So I didn't come to a complete stop at, like, 3 different stop signs.
But that one I approve of.
Right,
because otherwise
you'd
get murdered out there.
It was scary, man. Yeah. I mean, it gets a little bit creepy out there. What can I tell you?
Yeah, but you're totally cool with stealing the ladder in the middle of the dark in the woods. That's fine.
That ladder isn't anybody's ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has a home.